happening right now.
Whoa.
Okay, so I'm going to describe this. So down the street, a little from the window that we can see in Justin's neighborhood, a little Mazda Miata convertible drove by about 5 miles an hour, and the guy was posing
on
the hood of the car in a tank top, spread out like a spread out like a Sports Illustrated layout.
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes, you can email Christy and I, and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
Yeah, all right.
I like how you made it sound like you were introducing some slow jams at the end there. Oh, yeah.
This is Don DePetta. You listen to the hot hits of...
Oh, yeah, the slow jams of the 1970s. A magical time when love was still love and weed didn't put you out for 3 days.
Do you guys wish... Okay, if you could go... Do you guys wish you could live in different time periods? If you could go back to like a decade, do you?
Only
you...
if I could change race.
Oh, God. Different time. No. Damn.
That's such a, like, being a white person, that's such a great thing. I didn't even factor that in.
Oh, yeah. Medieval times would be lovely, and it's like, no, only 100% if I could change race. Then there's a lot of times I would like to go back to, but other than that, I'm pretty much good.
That's the funny thing that's ever been said on this show. You didn't even hesitate. There's going to be some stipulations on that.
Yeah.
When I get in that DeLorean.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to need to be a blonde when I pop out on the other side.
That's so amazing.
Do you have a time period if you could be a blonde?
I would love to go back to, like, maybe not medieval or like Renaissance.
What?
Like, I love
castles
all of
that. And shit.
No.
Yeah, castles and shit.
Okay, so you want to shit on a rock? Is what? Like, no.
They didn't have. They had holes back then. I think. Yeah they had holes in the ground.
You're sitting on a stone shitter.
Yeah,
no.
It's true. That's true. Yeah, the comfort of shitting is how you judge your time period.
Yes. That's immediately where my mind went.
Or how often plagues come around. That should also be something to take into consideration. So I guess not.
Now, that'd be cool, though. I get where you're going, like living in a castle and do some Game of Thrones shit.
But only if you're like a duchess or a duke or something.
But you only live to like... 30.
Yeah.
But you have
35.
Such a good time. Everything's made of gold. You know what I mean?
What?
You just eat pheasant all day.
Yes, okay, that's not.
Oh, is that
not
what they
how
did?
That's going to work.
Is that how they did it?
Yes, but everything is going to stink around you. Like, the stench is just going to put you off of that pheasant.
But you don't know any better. That's all you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. Yeah, if you go back in time, do you know what you know now? Or does your mind get erased?
Okay, so you're talking about, like, time travel.
Yeah, maybe not. Don DePetta is our guest, by the way. Thank you, Don.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that intro. By the way, there's some fucking guy who's joining us today.
I had this proper great intro to give you, and it was going to be beautiful, but then you started talking about shitting on a rock.
Sidetracked.
You've made your bed. Okay, yeah, so... Yeah, if to go back medieval, you would have to not know, you would have to not have a point of reference,
because
you would be like reaching for your iPhone every second to Snapchat your pheasants.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, how great would that be?
Not have
though?
A phone,
dude, bro, right?
Yeah.
To go back in time
I'd have to write you a letter and put it in a pigeon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, send a raven.
I would do, I don't know. I was thinking like 60s and 70s, but you went like medieval shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ancient Egypt.
I would look. Ooh, yeah, that would be cool.
No.
No. more rocks
still
to shit
not
on
good
there
enough facilities.
Because I look Jewish and I know what happened to them.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. It's so weird being like just an average white guy, but I can go whenever I want to.
Right.
You guys are factoring the race. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I would like to do some Viking shit, man. I would like to go to sea for a while.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't do well out in the open ocean.
No ocean for you?
No. Okay.
Oh, you get seasick?
You know what? I'm gonna pick the 1950s. It's just they had refrigerators.
Yeah,
they had indoor plumbing.
Dodd's like
your wife. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, a lot of spot. Yeah, you come home, she makes you a
the dinner's
a,
there. Yeah. Dinner's on the table at 6. Yeah. There's no questions.
The
there's
pheasant's
no ifs,
already
and,
cooked.
Yes. It's never, "Hey honey, where are we going to go?" It's, "Oh, dinner's on the table."
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can see you doing well. That you're they
50s would be it.
They've
right?
got a cigarette for you. They got a Manhattan already ready for you.
Stop it. I'll go now. I'll go now. I won't come back.
Don so like concerned with like facilities and shit. Like, time period last year. I would go back to last year and just do that different.
I like the colors. I like the cars.
We don't say. Oh yes. Got it.
No.
Oh,
yes.
Donda Pena is our guest today. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Dude, thank you guys so much for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here. We Don and I hung out in Atlanta for a week. He's like the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
No.
I was born there.
Were you?
Really?
Yeah. I know all about you. I'm just kidding.
Atlanta's hometown, man.
That was a fun week. We had a blast.
We had a good time.
I don't know where to begin. I will say that the comedy club that we performed at is the Punchline, which is a very famous, great comedy club. But it's attached to a breakfast diner.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like Punchline 2.0.
Because there was an original Punchline.
There was an original Punchline.
That's no longer there.
No longer.
So they've moved locations, and the one now is attached to a diner, and I've never been happier in my entire life.
That's pretty much heaven.
I gained 10 pounds.
Did you?
In 3 weeks.
Oh, you went home for 3 weeks. That's right.
Well, I went to Mexico for 5 days, and then Atlanta for 2 weeks, and then Cleveland for 5 days. And I think the bulk of the weight came in Cleveland, because I didn't stop eating the whole time I was there.
And that's what's to be done in Cleveland.
That was it. That was
it. What's to be done.
Lovely city, by the way.
Cleveland
I was great. I enjoyed it. Cleveland's a cool city.
So you went from Mexico to Atlanta to Cleveland.
Yes.
Nice. That was a nice little run.
Yeah. So I was Mexican, then I was Mexican, and then I was Italian.
Right.
Works.
It's my journey.
Works.
Don and I are both from the South. And we were at a breakfast diner after one of the shows doing the after party thing that we do with French toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we got carried away with our conversation.
Yeah.
I guess we were dropped some cuss words as guys do.
Yeah.
And the lady in the booth next to us. Do you remember this lady in the booth next to us?
She immediately after she finished her breakfast.
She scolded us.
She got up and yelled at us.
She paid her tab and was like, "You boys know that you're out in public and you should really watch your mouth."
Yeah, we're in the presence of the presence of ladies.
Yes, and as two people who were raised in the South, we both put our heads down.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am,
sorry, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Damn right.
Immediately.
Yep.
Damn
we both,
right.
We just sat in silence and looked at each other for a minute.
Shame. We were both like, yeah, she was right.
She's right.
It was so funny, too, because I told that story to some of my friends out here, and they were like, "Oh, I would have told that bitch to fuck off."
No.
And
so,
like, no,
you wouldn't
you
have.
Right.
No,
right,
that's not how that would have worked at all. Especially down there, man. She would have found a skillet. It would have just appeared. Yeah. A skillet would have appeared in her hand, and she would have hit you with it.
She would have called our moms.
Yep.
So the shows were great. We had a lot of good time. We went out and about in downtown one night for about 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes,
wow.
Man. Yeah, no, we went to Buckhead and
explain Buckhead to Christy and the listeners.
Okay, so there's many. I think there's a lot of different parts of Buckhead now, and the area we went is a strip of bars on Irby Avenue, and it's just. I don't know how high schoolers got into the bars.
Okay,
right.
But they sure did.
100%. It was literally the most. It was like an SEC college football weekend. There were so many people out, but they were all. Justin and I were looking at each other and like, we have beards. We can't be here.
Right. Right. Like, the girls just assumed that we worked there.
Right. Yes.
Like, we just look like, you know what I mean?
We stood by the door, and we weren't smiling or laughing.
Arms crossed.
Or drinking.
Right.
So people just kept giving us IDs, and we were like, younger and younger.
Right. I know. You can't even hit on girls at that point. Hey, Luz, can I buy you a drink? We already showed our IDs to the other guy.
Oh,
but it was just strips of bars, and you almost stepped and throw up. And
yeah,
there's a girl asleep under a bridge. Yeah. Just the whole deal.
So like a normal Saturday,
right? A normal Saturday in Atlanta.
People drink outside of L.A. Like only people who have a drinking problem drink in L.A.
And then
everybody else has two.
You're absolutely right. I don't know if it's a financial thing or if people come out here and there's so many other things to do. But if you step outside of Los Angeles, people party. We were talking about people still do shots.
Yep.
Yes.
People still do shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of shots.
Lots of shots. A lot of beer bongs. A lot of like just.
And you and I was there at the Punchline feature in the week after. You got a very mellow crowd.
Oh, did we?
Punchline, because Theo brought a different crowd.
Oh, Theo Vaughn.
People drank.
Yeah, okay. Dude. Yeah.
People were drunk.
Really?
Yes.
Did you prefer that better? Or?
I loved it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I loved it. Because I would do shots with people in the crowd, too.
Right.
And then at some point, some guy would get rowdy or complain he didn't have a drink. I'd be like, you know, I got you, man. Let's get a couple shots.
See?
Me and him.
Mayor in Atlanta
shots.
Over here.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, our crowds were a little bit. They were a bit more reserved.
And they were 12.
Yeah. Yes.
They
and
were 12.
They were,
we did
they were just... literally 12.
Okay.
Christy.
So this point, I have to tell you, because I'm still so upset about this.
Are you mad?
Dude, I'm so mad.
Okay. I wrote it down. I made myself remember to bring this
I'm
up.
I'm so mad. Okay. I'm 27 years old.
Yes.
I'm 27.
You look 25.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
Don, for our listeners, Don is a very handsome man, takes great care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
A little, not vain, but you know that you take care of yourself.
I do. It's very important.
You know that you look all right.
I look okay.
Okay. So, so you're on stage.
So I'm on stage.
This
okay.
is very important.
And this is the all ages show. So we're working
okay.
in front of.
So literally an
kids,
all-ages show.
Kids, okay. and, yeah. kids and kitties and milkshakes
okay.
is all I can see.
And that's what
okay.
it was. So the first show on Sunday, because Drew Lynch is on America's Got
yes.
Talent, so he's got a family crowd. So all the shows are dirty and raunchy. Sunday show, hey, let's do something for the kids. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's comics. Like, you could never get too comfortable as a comic.
Because right.
there's always going to throw a curveball at you. And this was, yeah. hey, by the way, you guys have to do a show for children.
That was a
right.
knuckleball.
Right. That was 100% right. And so Don and I are in the back like, okay, don't say fuck. Don't, you know,
right.
don't cuss at all.
Right. Yeah,
don't
yeah.
say
right.
anything. I can't do this joke.
Right.
I'm not going to do this joke. So
you don't have to be funny. You just don't ruin any childhood.
Right.
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 Exactly.
Okay.
So
exactly.
Don's plan was to just go out and do some crowd work.
Yeah.
Let everybody settle in.
Sure.
And I made the mistake of going out into the crowd. You can't laugh before we even start, man. You can't. And I found a kid. And I go, hey, guy, how old do you think I am?
Okay.
And the kid, without hesitation, he goes, 40? I've never had a feeling like that. I felt like somebody shot me. I fell down. Like I yep. literally laid down on the stage. Yep.
Right.
I stopped everything and I laid down on the stage.
A punch in the gut.
And the worst part is this. Can I cuss on here?
Yeah.
This fucking asshole.
Okay.
It's like 13 years old, and yeah. I can't say anything or do anything to him. So
no,
literally,
can't.
I'm laying there on the ground, and I finally get up, and I'm like, you know, I can't.
Yep.
Like, I'm just sending you. Whatever I'm thinking, like, I'm just sending it your way,
yep.
dude.
Because a heckler, you can respond back. You can shut him down.
Right.
You
can't
say,
bully a 13-year-old. That's not going
to
win anyone over.
Dude, with the comics in the back doubled over laughing because his face was like, wow. Like, it was the most humbling experience.
Kids
40.
15 and under, if you are over 25, you're 40.
Right.
Like,
40. Yeah.
That's just it. You're 40. Either old or
40.
You're a kid.
Right.
40.
And then this asshole goes, if you guys think I'm 40, you guys are going to think Justin's 112.
I had to pass it off, man.
Yeah. I was like, good. Why did you guys get on the bus? I didn't do crowd work
no,
at a 9-year-old.
No, Justin came up right after me, and he was like, yeah, how about Don being 40? Just And then he brought it up for the next two shows.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, how old
are you? He used it as his joke. Just got going with it.
I used it in Chicago the week after.
Did you? No.
Because though Don depends. All right, everybody, pull out your Facebooks.
That's hilarious.
Because you wouldn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up any of the shows. No, I was like, no,
I didn't bring it up all the next week either.
Did you guys like Don? How old? You guys are never going to believe what this 12-year-old just told him.
That's hilarious.
Don's in the
poor
back.
Guy.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was.
That show was fun. The curveball for me, you got humbled by the kid. I got humbled because Jamie, one of the owners. He threw
his daughter up.
Put his daughter up right in front of me. So now I got to follow this adorable, 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
Yes.
Atlanta's great, man. I liked it.
I'll tell you what, man. The movie industry has really, like, in the last 3 years, that city has taken off. It's beautiful. They have festivals every weekend. They have concerts, musical things. They built this thing called the Beltline where people ride bikes like all the way through the city, and there's literally just bars backed up and restaurants backed up to it.
So you rent a bike and you just go to bars?
So you literally rent a bike for like $5,
right?
And then you get on the Beltline, and then literally not even 100 yards from the bike place is a bar. And you just, so you park your bike at the bike rack and then you drink and you hang out and then you go on the next one and then there's a restaurant and another bar and then you ride through Piedmont Park and then.
Wow.
It's great. And there's so many cool parts of Atlanta now that I couldn't go into 3 years ago.
Right.
That are now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That are now. You could go into
right. Christy doesn't have to be blonde to get there.
No.
That's
not in Atlanta.
Are there a lot of? Can you get in? You were saying that, and we didn't get a chance to go there, but all the strip clubs there. We didn't get a
Atlanta,
chance to go to
home
any.
Home of the strip clubs.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to go. We were too busy eating breakfast.
I wanted to take diners. You and Drew to the Claremont Lounge.
Right.
That's where. That's where one of the strippers, I think she's about 50, crushes a PBR can with her titties for $2.
Oh.
Yeah. What a great story that would have been for the podcast.
I know. Get it together. Get out of the fucking diner, next Justin. Time. What are we paying you for?
To eat French toast and eggs.
Enough with your diner stories. We've had enough.
How about that? Next time we go to Atlanta, mm-hmm. I'll make sure that we do the same thing again, mm-hmm. and we'll literally hit a different strip club every night and then come back and talk about it.
I would like that. Okay. We should do that. The strip club diaries.
Purely for the podcast.
For research.
Yeah. Purely for the podcast.
Educational purposes.
You were telling me something crazy about the strip clubs in Atlanta. You were saying that all to be a successful rapper and to have your rap song on the radio...
They go through Atlanta in Magic City. Like, literally, they go through Magic City and a DJ, and I can't remember his name right now.
There's one DJ at one strip club.
There's a really cool documentary on it online.
No way.
I'm sure if you search Magic City documentary and music, something like that, it'll pop up. Yeah, it's like a 20-25 minute documentary. And literally, like, if your song gets played in the strip club, like, that's how Future came up. It is like all of his music came through Magic City, and now Future is influencing.
That's interesting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll play our podcast?
At about 11 a.m. when they're cleaning up.
Some strippers dancing us. Thank you for coming on a Saturday, man. I feel bad. We were supposed to have you on Thursday, but the entire power was out in Valley Village. Like, there was no power anywhere. And it sucks because being from the South, like, we kind of know how to handle that as in a driving standpoint, right? You go, the light's out, you stop.
Treat it like a four-way stop.
A four-way stop. I literally saw two really bad collisions of people just not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Just blowing through lights and just... not even paying attention.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was insane.
Yeah, I have no feeling of remorse.
No.
Or sympathy or anything.
No.
If you can't govern yourselves, I got nothing for you.
It's terrifying to know that a couple of fail power lights just
caused that much chaos.
And that's just what I saw.
Right.
God knows, you know, the block over what was happening.
What if some shit really goes down?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why you got to move out to the mountains.
The mountains?
Yeah, just somewhere out.
Do you know if something heaven forbid, were ever to happen, the city of we would never be able to get out.
Right.
We would never.
Yeah.
We know. Like, no. You would not, not in a car. You'd have to get out on foot.
Yep.
And, I mean,
if something happened in L.A.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you're right. I would say my first thought is to go straight to New Mexico, right? Because there's like tons of like forest and Indians and shit. I did a casino gig in New Mexico, and I was driving around and I was looking. I was like, okay, if something like this is where I would like out in the woods, like this is where I would go.
Yeah.
But you're right. Highway wise to get there, it wouldn't be possible.
I don't want to get into it because it's this whole thing. But the highways and the infrastructure is not designed to. It's designed to keep you in.
Right.
It's not designed to help LA? You escape.
Right. Yeah.
No, all of them.
Oh,
everywhere.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I guess we are horribly unprepared
Like, if anything were to happen, like, you, like I hope you got to go.
You're just here.
I do.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. That's the kind of shit Mick thinks, my husband thinks about all the time.
So what's his escape plan?
He has go bags, and it would be to get as far as you can on car, and then you go on foot, and you just go as far away from people. He's like, it doesn't matter. Whatever direction we can get as far away from people
right.
That's where you start, and then you regroup and figure out whatever else you need to do.
Interesting.
I'm with you. Where do you live?
Yep. I'm coming over. No, for real.
I'm coming over, and we'll do it together. Real.
I'll meet you guys in Bakersfield.
Yep.
It sucked though. The worst thing was, like, of course there was a power outage on Thursday, because Wednesday I had spent $170 on groceries.
Yeah, always the way.
You know what I mean?
Packing a little pooch today.
I know.
You ate it all.
I was
that diner life, bro.
So what do you think? Take it easy. Take it easy. Life.
No, you look good.
For any
of you who can't see Joe, he looks
great.
He does.
At least
40. Great.
At least 40. Listen,
At least 40.
So I had all these groceries, and it was in my refrigerator for about 13 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I talked to was like, it's fine. Eat the groceries. Mm-hmm. Literally everybody I talked to said it was fine. Eat the groceries.
Well, you said you put them in the fridge. You closed the fridge. Right. The fridge was never open the entire time.
Never opened.
That's fine.
The internet said 4 hours. And everybody that I talked
to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really, because we believe everything we read on the internet.
So what do you guys think that I did?
Ate it.
No, there's no way you ate it.
Throw it out.
I threw everything.
Oh,
there's no
man.
Way you ate it.
Pork chops, salmon, chicken, vegetables, fruit.
I threw all of it out. See, and here's the thing. When you told me that, I almost texted you. I was like, hey, man, do you want a cooler? Like, you can borrow a cooler
right.
and just buy a bag of ice.
I live 2 blocks away. I told him to bring all the shit over to my house and put it in my fridge.
We had no idea it was going to be out that long. And I was afraid if I opened the refrigerator, then their shit would go bad. You know, my roommate's stuff would go bad. So I was like, it should be. How long are they let like a house go without power in Los Angeles? Apparently,
they don't have a choice.
As long as they want.
Again, this goes back to this whole conspiracy theory thing.
Like, okay.
What?
No, we're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No food.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was very.
4 hours? Really? That's all my food's going to last? 4 hours?
That's what the internet says.
Well.
I would have eaten all of that food.
No.
And it was pre-cooked, right?
Yeah, I cooked it
all. So it wasn't even raw.
No, I spent all day. I spent 2.5 hours preparing all my. They were all in Tupperware things.
I would.
You could have walked to the corner and bought some ice.
I know. Well, they were all closed. Everything was closed. They were shut down. But I know.
You got a rock?
I know. It was very sad. Just to shit on. It was very sad. Just throwing everything away. I've had a weird week. Listen, I've had a weird week.
Justin's going through some rough shit.
I'm going through some shit, man.
Can we hear about it?
Yeah.
I would love to. I love hearing about other people's problems.
Good. No, I like that.
I love listening to other people's stuff.
Yeah, it's comforting.
It is, right?
It's like, you're way more fucked up than me.
No, you just go, oh, God, it's not just me.
Yeah, right. It's not just me. Yeah, yeah. That's what they say the best thing to do is, like, when you're in a bad mood is call somebody else and just talk to them.
Yeah,
that's why my phone rings all the time for people. Tell me how fucked up you are.
All right, so what's going on?
So most of our listeners heard we had a psychic on last week. Medium. She talked to dead people. It was a great episode, but how do you feel about that sort of deal?
Okay. I believe in vibrations and energies.
Yeah.
And I believe that all of this existence and that existence that you're talking about lives on vibrations and waves.
Right.
And different energy fields that people are able to tap into.
Absolutely.
Not very easily. I mean, but yeah, so I definitely believe in all that stuff. I don't talk to him. I don't see him. I vibrate higher than that. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do
right.
with that. And,
right.
And but no, I completely believe that people can.
Okay.
So I'm with you. So tell this story.
So she's on, and about 10 minutes in, we're in my room, the door's shut, and I immediately start sweating. Like, I'm pouring sweat.
While we're recording.
My ears
after
are ringing.
After you talk
no,
to her?
In the middle of the interview.
Okay.
So you and I right now are talking, and there's something about you. I start sweating. My ears start ringing, and my head is pounding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pounding. And it was the only time that this was 171 weeks we've been doing this podcast. 171 weeks. It was the only time that I almost turned the mics off and said, I can't do this. I'm sorry. If you go back and listen to the episode, you can hear I think I might have edited it out, but you can hear me just like, I can't really
breathing.
I'm gonna listen.
And
to this
and she's yeah. and Christy said she was like kind of looking around.
Yeah,
around. Anyways, and so I'm kind of a skeptic. I don't really know. Whatever. But I just knew how I felt. And I got through the interview because I'm a fucking professional.
That's right, you are.
But you can ask Christy. I'm sitting up. My legs are in my lap, and
like
I'm
fetal position.
And I'm having a full on panic attack, feeling like it was insane. And she leaves, and I just want to cry. Like you ever like get dumped, and for like 4 days you just cry, right? And you're just emotionally hungover.
No.
Yeah, obviously not. You remember how you felt when a kid
said that.
You remember how you felt when a kid said you were 4? Imagine that. I was just.
No, I've been dumped a bunch.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah, I don't like breaking up with someone.
So you just write it out to the
You're one of those. The worst.
No, that's not. I mean, we can clarify that later, but I want to hear this story.
Okay.
But we'll touch on that.
We'll get back to that.
We'll get back to that.
So, yeah, so that was the deal, man. And she left, and I was so sad. And for 3 to 4 days, I had the worst headache. And I'm chewing Advil. I'm taking ibuprofen. I'm taking Advil.
But why was it what she was talking about or what she was saying?
I don't know.
Christy? I mean, she wasn't talking to Justin about anything specific. She was just talking about what she does,
her
dating life, like nothing. It was really, really light.
So there was nothing that it was just her presence that triggered it.
Whatever she brought into my room.
See, and that is your body picking up on the vibrations of another person that lives on a different that lives on a different energy wave than you do. And that's
which she spoke about.
But that's when you get around somebody and you go, oh my God, this person's awesome.
Right.
And people can't explain why they're awesome.
Yes.
You vibrate together.
Right.
Yes.
Or you get around somebody or a situation or a place and you're like, no, I'm not supposed to be here.
Absolutely.
People call it a gut feeling.
Somebody. Yeah.
Bad vibe.
Yes.
It's all those things, different words. People don't know how to explain it. All it is work.
Right.
Energy.
Right.
We're energy and all this stuff.
But the energies around her are very aware that she is aware of them, that she can communicate with them.
Yeah.
I personally think we also asked her when we were in there. Justin said, the dogs never come in this room. I feel like maybe there's something in here. And she basically said, absolutely, there's something in here.
Mm-hmm.
She told him what to do. He burned some stuff. And ever since then, have the dogs gone in the room, Justin?
Yeah. The dogs come to my room all the time now.
I was going to say, I don't feel anything in here.
Right. And so whatever it was got cleared out. But I just feel like because whatever the vibrations were knew that she was open to communication.
She was stirring stuff up.
Yes.
Yeah, stirring stuff up. Or maybe there was something that was trying to communicate with you. And that's why there was the ringing of the ears.
Right.
And, you know, just having her as a conduit, like, kind of stirred it up.
Right.
That's my opinion. But it was very interesting.
Because
you said even when you were editing.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So finally, for 4 days, I chewed Advil. And it was very sad. And I just felt like crying. And it went away. Right. And it went away and I started editing the episode and it came back. My head just started pounding for another 2.5 days. Hmm. Just hearing her voice for whatever reason just rocked me. And I've never had that sort of reaction to a human being before in my entire life.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And so.
Sounds like my ex.
Right. But even that, you're like, it was very strange. And it just felt drained. We went to food afterwards and I just wanted to cry the entire time. It was so strange.
Yeah.
So, Christy said that I should just make an appointment with her and see.
Yeah.
I think we should have her back on and I should just ask her on air to do a reading and figure out what's going on.
I don't know if you want that.
No, is that
right.
too deep?
Yeah. I really don't know. You don't know what's going to come up.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
That would be strange.
How personal really... or whatever.
Right.
You should go do it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. So, yeah. So I emailed her and I was like, and I kind of told her what was going on. She's like, yeah, definitely see me for a reading.
And record it and make notes and then write a bit about it because,
oh, yeah. Well, the comic in me wants to record it and write it. And but dude, it was so sad. I was so sad for days.
But that's the stuff that I like.
Yeah.
Inside, I'm like laughing.
Yeah.
Because I know.
No, it's hilarious.
Because it's hilarious.
And it's even worse because I try to tell people about it sometimes, and most people are like, "Oh wow, that's crazy." And some people are like, "You're an idiot."
Right.
Like that shit's not real. And so I don't know, man. It was very strange. So all week I've just been in a weird headspace. It's been very strange.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Shaking stuff up. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what
good.
I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely. Means some stuff came to the surface, and that's always good.
So that was the deal. So after the episode, Christy and I went to this Hogwarts store down the street from me and got, we got frankincense and myrrh, charcoal, and a candle.
White
and
candles.
We lit
Did you
it
do
all.
Sage?
Yeah,
and all that
my
stuff?
Entire room, every corner.
Good. Yeah, that's what the energy hides in the corners.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. She
said,
it was the back left corner.
Yeah. And so, so it was weird, bro. But one of our listeners, Ivan, who's also a very funny comic, but he listens to the podcast, he came to me. I saw him last night and he makes homemade incense.
Cool.
And he brought me frankincense and myrrh homemade incense.
Oh, that's very
perfect.
Nice.
Sweet.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And keep up with your energetic house cleaning.
Yep. So shout out to Ivan for the homemade incense.
Nice.
That's basically it. That's been going on with me. And then the power thing, and it's just been weird.
That's okay though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would like to U-turn back around to what we were talking about previously, because
there's
no
too.
Way I'm letting you off the hook for that.
I knew. Her eyes lit up when you said
she
that.
She did. I know.
She grasped
the relationship guru.
Bullshit. Like, ghost story. And now let's
get back to it.
Okay. So you don't like to break up with
okay,
other people.
Okay. Well, let me first off by saying I'm not a serial dater or relationship guy. Like I've been in, it was like in one in high school, one in college, and now like one kind of like little fling after, and now like, and you know, and then
what's your current status
one
now?
Previously in relationship.
So okay, so this is your third or fourth serious relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And in between,
you crush a lot of puss. We
no,
get it.
No,
dog.
No, but
God.
No.
Damn it.
I didn't say that. In between, I'm very honest and open with women about what I'm capable of giving and where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, look, I'm not looking for this. This will not happen. I want before we do anything.
Right.
If you are okay with these things, we can hang out and have fun and
right. And
it'll be that. And that is great because ultimately all women want is honesty and then and then it's their own decision from there.
They can make that choice.
Yes, 100%. And they make their own choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
but in high school, my high school girl broke up with me. And that was just heartache. The one in college, she dumped me, and we should have broken up. But yeah, I stayed in a relationship too long. I've done that.
Right.
Where I stay in too long, but I'm like, I can't.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
It's confrontation.
And why. No, it's not the confrontation. It's just, it might be. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No one wants to be the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I haven't been able to pull the trigger on things like in when I know I should have.
Right.
It's better to be the dumpee than the dumper, I think. I find for me, when you get dumped, you now you're motivated to go to the gym, you eat better and do all these things. When you dump somebody, for me, there's a lot of guilt surrounding that. And there's always that wondering thing because when you get dumped, you have no choice in the matter. When you break up with somebody, I'm always like, did I make the right decision?
So like a dick, not only is the relationship going to end, but you don't want to feel bad about it when it ends. You want the other person to feel like shit instead.
Wow, her tone has completely changed.
You spin it like
so you stay in a crappy relationship, and what lots of people do sometimes is they will actually cause havoc within the relationship so that the other person, to kind of help them to dump them, kind of put them in situations where they need to dump you.
Guide them along.
Yes.
So then they have to break up with you. So they feel like shit because A, they're breaking up with you when they don't want to. They're just in a situation where they kind of have to. Mm-hmm. B, they're the dumper who has to feel like crap and question their decision. And you're like, huh, at least I didn't dump him. I still get to be the good guy, well, and I guess I'll
like
go
that,
hit the gym.
It sounds a lot worse than
it is. Because it's terrible.
I don't do it, it's not something I make a habit of, but it's being young.
Terrible.
But you do think, Christy's right, you do little things to help, like, oh, I'm going to just leave my phone without a password.
Nudge in the right direction.
No, I don't know if it's as much to be in the dick or just feeling. I feel like that caregiver mentality where, mm-hmm. like, I feel responsible.
Right, for the other person's happiness. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's very hard for me, and I'm very capable of, like, sacrificing my own happiness in a relationship. As terrible as that sounds in itself.
No, that's real shit.
Where, like, I can, like, I'll fucking eat my emotions so this person can be.
Could be stable for a little while longer.
Don, here's shit.
Here's the other thing. I have this horrible ticker that I pick women with fucking issues.
Well,
really?
Yeah. If you have the caregiver mentality, well, that's what you're going to attract.
But that's the thing. Like, going in, like, I think everything's cool. And then, like, a couple months, like, something starts popping in and out. Right. And I've talked to you a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Where
about
it's
this
just like.
Detail.
Where it just go, you know, I don't know what that is, and I wish I could get away with it because I can't tell you how many sweet Southern girls that are like nurses or teachers that I've been like,
nah.
Right?
That are like beautiful and stable and have their shit together. And like, I told Justin, oh, sorry, that girl's cutting herself. I'm going to be, I'm going to go talk to her.
Delicious.
No, none of them, they've never cut themselves. None of them. I want to put that out there. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
No, none of them have. I don't think. Right. Not in my presence.
But we get what you're saying. But
yeah,
you've
been
damaged to
that before.
But you get the gist. Getting better of it. Getting better. Mm-hmm. Getting much better.
So you're able to notice it now.
I notice it, whether or not I choose to.
Right, but that's a big part of it.
But yes, I notice it. Yeah. I definitely notice it now. Moving forward in my life.
Right.
You know.
So your new girl, what did you guys meet at?
Oh, God, I don't know. In L.A.
Okay,
I don't
know. Around
L.A.
Around in L.A. I was riding my bike and she was coming up around the corner and she had grocery bags in her hand and I ran into her and knocked the grocery bags out of her hand and I go, oh my God,
so
let me help
silly.
You.
Yeah,
no, that's
it's
not
LA.
How.
It's LA.
LA, dude.
We were in a casting call and she was in a casting call and she dropped her headshot and I picked it up for her. So you were saying that certain things pop up. So someone appears normal for a second.
Red flags. Let's talk about red flags.
Yeah,
red flag.
Yeah,
spelled in a minute.
What's been like a trigger for you that you've been like, oh, this is bad.
And this is the most common, honestly. And this is why, like, if I'm ever a parent and mm-hmm. have a daughter, I'm gonna be the best fucking father I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Father issues. It's number one. Every
daddy issues.
Every time. Daddy issues, whether they're not present, whether they're not alive, whether divorced, whether he was too busy.
Too attached?
I've seen that before.
Ow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too attached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't going to get that terrible.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't even mean that.
Like I call my dad and I date guys that look
like
him.
I'm 40 and I still call him daddy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like just like sometimes like being too protective.
Jesus, no.
We're talking about hanging out in the basement.
Yeah, I went like, no, God.
Shit.
Yeah, right?
We're not getting that dark.
I was like, what? No. No.
Yes, that also too.
Yes, but yes, that would also fall into that.
That would definitely do it too.
Yeah.
Look at this. What is happening right now?
Whoa.
Okay, so I'm going to describe this. So down the street, a little from the window that we can see in Justin's neighborhood, a little Mazda Miata convertible drove by about 5 miles an hour, and the guy was posing
on the hood
of the car in a tank top, spread out like a spread out like a Sports Illustrated layout.
He had like a 1960s basketball, like short shorts and tank top outfit on with the long hair to his shoulders.
What? I just looked up out the window and I see a car going really slow and I look. I was like, what's on the hood? Oh, that's a person.
See, that would also be a red flag
that
in a relationship.
That would be a good red flag.
Oh, my God.
Whatever that is.
I hate to cut off your story, but that was the weirdest.
Like he was in his own parade.
Yeah. What was that Will Ferrell movie? The basketball movie where he had-
Yes. Yes.
Another red flag.
Yes.
Insecurities.
Yeah.
Big time. That will crush a relationship and shut one down before it ever gets
and
started.
And do you mean quickly. Jealousy?
Jealousy, for sure.
Physical insecurity themselves,
yes.
Lights off when you're hooking up and stuff
See,
like
I've
that.
I've never had one of those.
Okay.
But
so that's like body issue thing.
That's
like,
a body
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, insecurities, for sure. I think that's coming
but
up
I think,
on the show.
But I think body issues and all of that, all of these things stem and are dependent upon experiences and other people. And I've learned that through life that like mm-hmm. especially I think women more so than men, like if something is said mm-hmm. they'll latch onto that and base everything off that
right.
forever.
Right.
Give me an example.
No, like a girl can literally be told at like 12 that like
right.
she's fat or mm-hmm. she has crooked teeth and she will obsess about her teeth
her entire life.
Forever.
Her entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think more so when it's said when people are younger, like, mm-hmm. you know, they talk about like formative years. I
yes.
think that what the things you hear then are the hardest things to undo.
Yeah.
I've always said that mm-hmm. I think people are really made up of like their inner child
yes.
issues. And that if you can just clear the inner child stuff, you'd be like fine where you are today.
I really think people don't spend enough time just talking to themselves,
yeah,
and working on themselves. Like mm-hmm. if people did that and stopped worrying about what was on Facebook and other people and Twitter and all this shit, mm-hmm. like everybody would be so much better. Like
yeah,
I stay in my lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I stay in my lane.
Yeah,
like your business is your business. All I wish for anybody else is happiness.
Right,
that's it. But yep. if you're not adding and if you're not on my right. train, you got to get the fuck aside.
Right.
Yeah. That's
yep.
that's real shit. And,
yeah.
And you don't think about like how damaging that can be. Like, I'm always afraid of, you know, because I want kids eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that does terrify me is you saying that one thing you don't, like, you don't even know that you're doing it and you don't even know that you're saying it, but mm-hmm. it sticks with a kid for their entire life and
yeah.
fucks them up forever. And you can see that's happened with women before, for
yeah.
sure.
Yep.
Yeah, they've latched onto that yep. one thing.
The one thing, whatever it is. And, like, even, like, in L.A., the most beautiful women. And they're like, oh, I'm so ugly. And I'm like, I can't play this game with you
yeah.
where I'm going to tell you you're pretty when you know you're fucking pretty.
Right.
Like, this will get right. old. This will get old very mm-hmm. quickly. Like, have enough confidence. Like, nothing is more attractive to me than an independent, competent woman who doesn't fucking need me.
Right.
At all.
Right.
But enjoys being around me.
Right.
Right.
One of those where you're like, okay. All right. This
you don't know what to do with that.
Right.
No, you just know that, like, this is so different and I
right.
have to find a way to hang out with this.
Right, but that's not what you date. Or has not in the past
no,
been what you date.
No, has not
date.
Been
right.
in the past where I've dated.
Right.
No, completely.
So
completely
even accurate. Though it's the thing that you want and you know is the most attractive,
yes.
so
yes.
that's
yeah.
interesting too.
Yeah, well, we all got our issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
But it's interesting you say that. So what have you done to kind of overcome that handicap of picking that type of woman? Has it been all internal stuff? If I fix my internal stuff, I'll pick something better externally?
I think with growing up and learning who you are as a person and becoming mm-hmm. more comfortable and confident and really saying, no, this is what I deserve
yeah.
now. I mm-hmm. know what I bring to the table,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to settle
right.
for, and I hate that that's a terrible word, but yeah, like, but I'm not gonna settle for anything
yeah.
other than what I want and what I deserve, and yeah, all of those things.
Yep, absolutely.
I think people are, oh God, we're just going in, we're going so deep into
no,
things.
I love
I think
yeah.
people
yeah.
are. I think people are so complacent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things.
Yeah.
And they just settle on things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
Because it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Right.
So you turn that flashlight in on yourself,
mm-hmm.
like you've done, like I've done, like you've done, and like Christy was saying, is to get rid of that shit and clear it out is a very difficult task.
It's incredibly
some people
difficult.
Go their entire life never doing.
Yeah.
It's incredibly, like there's nothing stronger and more terrifying and more consuming than your own thoughts.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But also nothing more freeing once you go through that.
Yeah, when you
get on the other side of that.
When you get on the other side.
And you realize
but people struggle their whole lives and never get on the other side of that.
And never know why. People never know why that they operate.
I think there's also a level of, what is it? It's a cognition. I don't know if that's the right word. Level of recognition or understanding that there is that exists, that you can.
Oh, that's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
Right. Even if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So, yeah, there's different where you go, I make all my decisions based on this, but you don't know why you do. And, you know, and I act like this because if you never know why, you're just going to go your entire life doing that.
Right.
Right. And so some people never get an opportunity to do that. And it sucks and it's painful. But once you do it, then you're able to be like, this is the person that I want to attract. This is why, because mm-hmm. I've done the work.
Yes.
Right.
This is what I need now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's real shit, man.
That is real shit.
I'm glad you went there.
Yeah. But people say things in such easier terms where you can be like, oh, what you give out, you attract. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the same.
Right. Same concept.
Same
right.
concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Same yeah, concept. Yeah. That's true too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it's the way that when I, did the work and started doing that thing, I started noticing, not just attracting that, like, relationship-wise, but friends-wise. Mm-hmm. Good people
come into your life. Mm-hmm. And the people who are meant to be in your life are meant, and the other people fall off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
They fall off. And you realize that's okay.
Yeah.
The older you get, you have less friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a fact.
Right.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's interesting, because sometimes you think, sometimes I'll kind of get down on myself and be like, oh, I don't have as many friends as I used to. But I guess you're right.
Don't need them.
Yeah. Well,
if they're not on the Justin train, which is moving and it's going forward.
Right.
What are they doing?
That's true. Right.
Holding you back?
Mm-mm.
Right.
Ain't about it.
And you accumulate friends when you're younger because you're in the same town, all going to the same high school or college. You're all right there.
Right.
And there's multiple people around.
And we talked about this when I was back in Atlanta. Like, I love Atlanta. It is my city, but I can't live there.
Right.
I can't be there anymore.
You've outgrown it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing to,
I have friends, I have people growing up, they're born there, they're going to die there, they're going to raise their families there, they're going to do everything there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I also have to understand that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's their life and that's what they want. And you can't say, well, how come they don't recognize this or how come they don't understand they can leave or do it? Like, that's not for them.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Like, you got to stay in your own lane. That's why when people talk about other people, like, why?
Right. I
know. How the fuck does that affect you?
Right. No,
stay in your fucking lane. Yeah. Really? Because you're perfect?
Right. I know.
You're perfect.
I'm the same way. Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Keep your head down and work.
Mm.
Mm.
Speaking of working, we're almost out of time, but I want to talk about your movie real quick.
Damn
fast.
It. No. Come I don't want to be. This is fun. I don't want to be. So, July 15th, I have a movie coming out in theaters called Undrafted.
Awesome.
Yes, Undrafted. It's on theaters and on iTunes on July 15th. So it drops on both of those. And it's a baseball movie about a kid who doesn't get drafted and centered around one baseball game. And I am the asshole on the other team.
Yes. Nice.
I'm the asshole on the other team that talks shit to Superman, actually. He just got cast on Superman's Tyler Hoechlin. There's a ton of young Hollywood stars in this. It is packed. In 10 years, I hope we all look back and go, God damn, that movie had a lot of people in it.
Right, yeah.
The guy who just got cast as Superman. So I can say I talk shit to Superman.
That's awesome.
There you go.
So what's up?
That's awesome. And he thought you were 40. So. And you used to play baseball, so that was all. Was that a perk when they casted you?
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was cool. They let me do. There's a big stunt at one point in the movie, and I don't want to give it away, but they let me do it because I played. Because
you played. Nice.
I played pro ball, and they let me. They're like, all right, we trust. By the way, the director came up to me, and it was the first shot of the day on one of the days, and he goes, "Listen, we're really only gonna have one take at this, so we really need you to not mess up. Because if you do, we're gonna have to change wardrobes and reset everything.
Oh,
it's
gonna
put us about 4 hours behind.
Oh, but no pressure.
But no pressure.
Yeah.
So, so do you wanna? He was like, so Jesus. Do you wanna? Like, we'll practice on the pad a couple times, and then it's 7:30, so we gotta start going.
So, wow.
And this is my first. That was my. it was like over 2 years ago. So it was my first like feature. It was my first bigger feature. Right. And I was like, oh shit.
Right.
Okay.
That's life throwing you that curveball every time. Yeah.
But you know what?
You never get too comfortable.
No, but that's when you like, that's when you rise up and you say, all right, let's go get it.
And how'd you do?
Crushed it.
One take.
Yeah. One take. Awesome. One take.
So go see that in theaters July 15th. Yes. And tell people how can they find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Don_DePetta. DiPetta. I know that's difficult for some people. And on Instagram, Donnie Tsunami 7. And there's a whole story behind Donnie Tsunami that nickname. But
make a note of that for next time.
Next time we'll get it. Yeah, Facebook Don DePetta. So awesome. That's it, man. And I really appreciate you guys having me on. This
thanks
is
for coming.
I love
yeah,
coming.
That's awesome.
It's all so fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit today. Yeah. We talked about my ghost experience. We saw a guy driving by on the roof of a car. We talked about Atlanta, and we talked about doing the work, figuring yourself out before you go.
And time travel.
And time travel.
And time
yes.
travel. That was a good one.
That was that was the best line of the show. The first line, literally.
For us, visit us on iTunes. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on there. This will be our 172nd episode. Go back and download some past ones Don's been on before. It's been a long time.
I was on, I think, episode 96.
96, Jesus. Go back and listen to Don's.
96 or 94. It was one of those.
Damn. Yeah, go find that. If you guys want to see me, I'm going to be, I got some shows coming up June 30th through July 3rd. I guess when this comes out, it'll be this week, this Wednesday through Sunday. I'll be at the Improv in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Woo! Hometown.
Florida.
Yep. And then July 6th, I'll be in my hometown one night at the Addison Improv, July 6th. It's going to sell out, so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, get tickets. And then for California people, my second hometown, July 14th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank, 7:30, headlining the Yoohoo Room.
I'll be there.
14th. Don's going to be there. Christy's going to be there.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Be there.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.